Okay, before we get out, I made packets for everybody and identified six areas on the reservation that we can...
At the Tribal Community Library in the town of Oneida, Patty Ninham Heft is passing out assignments and packets of leaflets to volunteers. On the wall is a poster with large block letters that reads, "Set the alarm early, wake the nation, fill the car with neighbors, and drive to the polls." Around the table in the middle of the room sit five volunteers ranging in age from 18 to 86. The teenager is Kimberly Ninham. She's excited about her first presidential election. She hopes to convince many of her peers on the reservation to get out and vote. Her brother is a soldier who will soon begin a four-month stint in Kuwait. She says that's why she's backing Kerry.
I'm hoping that when he serves that 4 months, he doesn't have to re-enter his term or extend his term to stay in Kuwait longer, which I think that if Bush was elected president again, there is a high chance that he'll be back there and staying there for a while.
For most of these volunteers, opposition to the war is their major motivation for getting out the vote for Kerry. Patty Ninham Heft says that's because so many have relatives in the military.
Indian people, Indian communities, a lot of their people go fight in wars for the United States. And it's true for this war. And I think any time our president makes a decision to put our people in harm's way, it should be done. That decision has to be made in a solemn way and responsibly. I don't think Bush did that this go around.
But the war is not the issue she stresses when she greets tribal members at their doors. It's the S word, sovereignty.
Hi, I'm Patty Ninham Heft. I'm all out campaigning for John Kerry, trying to urge Oneidas to vote for John Kerry. Have you decided who you're going to vote for president yet?
No.
Are you thinking of John Kerry? Yeah, he's take this as describes his issues on sovereignty. He's got a 20-year record of working with tribes on a sovereign basis.
The leaflet she hands out is a symbol of that sovereignty. It features a full-color picture of Senator John Kerry standing with his head bowed as he receives a blessing from a tribal elder holding a huge eagle feather fan. The text reads, "A new direction in Native American policy." On the back is a summary of Kerry's positions on improving health care and economic development on reservations. Ninham Heft and her cadre of volunteers plan to follow up with all the people they've canvassed to make sure they've read the leaflets and will actually vote on November 2nd.
Can I get your name? What I want to do is come back and talk to you again and maybe persuade you to really commit.
There is no similar effort in Wisconsin by Republicans to court the native vote, but there is no NIDA tribal member on the state steering committee for the Bush-Cheney campaign. Carl Artman is the tribe's chief legal counsel. He says Native Americans should think twice before casting a ballot for Kerry.
If tomorrow John Kerry were elected president, I guarantee that you wouldn't see an instant switch in the lives and livelihoods and standard of living of Native Americans across this country.
Artman says there's a shift among Native Americans and other ethnic minorities. He says as they become more politically savvy, they're less willing to be pigeonholed as Democrats and more focused on winning support for their issues with both parties.
We have to work with both parties, and we have to work, and that's what I'm doing now, working with the Republican Party to try and expand that understanding of the Native American issues so that we can become a priority.
But for the Get Out the Vote team in Oneida right now, the main priority isn't shaping policy, it's getting as many as possible of the 15,000 tribal members to the polls. Volunteer Ginny Golnick is convinced if they do, it will have an impact.
If you look at the results of the last presidential election, it could make a big difference. I mean, if we went out and voted in concert, and I'm not just talking about Wisconsin, I'm talking about nationwide, it could make a dramatic difference. And it has already in local elections shown that when Native Americans go out there, they do make a difference.
Native voters have tipped the balance in local elections in western states with large tribal populations. There are about 30,000 Native Americans of voting age in Wisconsin. Tribal activists are hoping to turn out 70% of them November 2nd. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.